All right. Welcome to Visualization Mastery for Dating Success. And before we dive into this program, I really want to explain to you in bullet point form how to use this program, because I just started doing visualizations as well. And the concept was kind of strange to me at first. And I'll go into more detail in the next track about exactly what visualization is. But I just want to give you some guidelines, easy, simple guidelines, a cheat sheet, bullet points, whatever you want to call them, on how to best use these visualizations and this program so that you can be super successful for yourself, for your confidence, and super successful with women, the women that you choose to bring into your life, okay? So how to use this program, bullet points. Number one, go to a quiet place where there won't be any distractions. Number two, make sure you're as removed as possible from any mental stressors. Like if you just got into a fight with a friend or read something really stressful, do not do this program. Number three, be as comfortable as possible. And this includes wearing comfortable clothes. For example, right now, I am in my pajama pants and a bra. I am very comfortable reading this to you. Dim the lights. Put your body into a relaxed state, like lying down in your bed. You can also rub natural oils like peppermint oil on the tip of your nose to help you focus on your breathing, because breathing is very important for visualizations. Number four, it's best to listen to Visualization Mastery on your earphones, but you can set your phone down next to you as you listen to it as well. We're not picky about that. Number five, close your eyes during your visualizations and try to maintain a deep, relaxed breathing pattern. Number six, if you feel drowsy and you might fall asleep during the processes, then you'll probably want to sit on the ground Indian style. You can also lean back against your bed or something that's soft like a couch because you don't want to fall asleep. The whole point of visualization and visualizing something is to be present, not to fall asleep. But if you're tired and you want to use these visualizations every once in a while to put you to sleep and listen to my voice to put you to sleep, you're more than welcome to do that, but it won't be as effective. Number seven, trust that Mark and I have your best interest in mind and that these visualizations are highly effective. The more you can let go and trust the process, the more success you'll have with this program and with your visualizations. Number seven, we suggest doing your visualizations just before you fall asleep. Your mind tends to work on what you were last thinking about before you go to sleep. So this is the perfect way to get your intentions more quickly into the subconscious mind. Number nine, do your visualizations every day for 30 days. This is how it becomes super effective and you become supercharged. We recommend a minimum of 10 minutes a day, but naturally, the more you do them, the more quickly you'll see success with them and women and yourself. And number 10, if you like the visualizations that we have outlined for you in this program, continue using them. If you don't like them, create your own. And that's what we give you guidance on during the program, is how to create your own as well, because every person is different. Every person has a different visual for what they want in life. So again, use ours, use your own, but do it. All right, now time to get started. Visualization Mastery for Dating Success, written by Mark Singh and presented by me, Marnie Kinross, your wing girl. Introduction. Whether you realize it or not, you use visualization every single day. If I tell you to imagine a Ferrari, you don't imagine it as zeros and ones. No. A clear picture of a Ferrari, most likely a red one, pops into your mind. In fact, you are never not visualizing. Pictures and little movie clips are moving through your head at every moment of your life. And the problem is, most people are visualizing what they don't want to happen, like a girl rejecting them or them sleeping in their bed alone for the rest of their life. Unbeknownst to most people, when they visualize and anticipate what they don't want to happen, it makes it many times more likely to happen. But the opposite is also true. When you clearly visualize a goal, it creates a conflict in your subconscious mind between your visualization and your current reality. Your mind is programmed to resolve that conflict by working out a way to get the reality you have envisioned. So the creative powers within you are activated. Suddenly, you'll find yourself more motivated and inspired, and creative solutions will pop into your head as if out of thin air. you'll also be more willing to work hard. And you'll eagerly tackle those things you used to avoid, such as approaching women, talking to women, asking a woman on a date, escalating with women, just things that you avoided in the past. Visualization also leverages what's called the Reticular Activation System, or RAS for short. There are over 8 million bits of information streaming into your brain at any given time. But since that's too much information to process, your brain selects what you'll consciously notice and what you'll miss. When you use visualization, your RAS will filter for those things which will help you achieve your goal. The brain's pretty amazing, right? So when you may not have previously noticed a cute girl is giving you obvious signs that she's interested, when you have a consistent visualization of getting more women, your RAS will ping your conscious mind so you can take advantage of her signs of interest. But here's the best part of visualization. MRI brain scans tell us that your mind can't tell the difference between a visualization and the real thing. So when you visualize success, success-related neural pathways are written into your brain. Your brain is quite literally programmed to know what it's like to succeed. So when the real thing happens, such as approaching a woman or kissing a woman or whatever, you will act in a way that is congruent with success. This technology is used by high performers across a wide variety of disciplines, but it's particularly effective with dating because women are hardwired to detect high value traits, belief systems, and mannerisms, all of which can be given to you through visualization. We don't have time for a deep dive into the nature of consciousness, but here's a good way to think of it. First, you think of a picture. Then you paint the picture. Then you step inside it. You're creating your future reality with the visualizations you're having every single day. So why not take control of them? This process is so successful that all high performers use it, and it's time you use it too. So let's get started. How to use this program. When visualizing, it's important to be in a relaxed state. Relaxation allows you to bypass your conscious mind so you can gain access to your subconscious mind. That's why we've included the bonus track, Relaxation Generator. This track is specifically designed to get you into deep relaxation. Don't worry, you will not be hypnotized or anything like that, and I won't try and control you and take everything away from you. It's just a short guided meditation to get you relaxed and feeling good. So please listen to this track before each of your visualization sessions. If you're doing several visualizations in a row, you don't have to listen to it before each one, but you should definitely listen to it before the first one. That is to say, before your visualization session begins. For your convenience, we've included the relaxation generator track before each visualization exercise. That way you don't have to click back and forth to find it. You can either let it play before your visualization begins or skip it if you're already in a relaxed state. Another critical thing to remember is effective visualization requires repetition. To get the most out of this program, we suggest you do your visualizations at least once a day until you achieve your goals. For most people, that only requires a 10 to 20 minute time commitment each day. But of course, it depends on how many visualizations you do and how elaborate you make them. When visualizing, make sure you're comfortable in a quiet space with no distractions and as much as you can, be free from negative thoughts and stressors. For example, if you just got into a fight with your boss, you should cool off before doing the first session. As a general rule, the more relaxed and at peace you are, the more impact your visualizations will have. And the best time to visualize is when you're lying in bed at night before you go to sleep. Not only are you already winding down, but your mind marinates on the last thoughts you have before you go into sleep state. So it's doubly effective to install your chosen movie clips, which you'll learn about, into your subconscious mind. If you meditate, it's also powerful to visualize after a meditation session. Keep in mind, visualization is not meditation. Lastly, don't be hard on yourself if your visualizations are not crystal clear with all five of your senses clicking off in perfect unison. You actually don't need to be that good at it. Your subconscious mind takes care of the brunt of the work, and the real magic is taking place behind the curtain anyway. So as long as you're being consistent with it, you will see results. So without further ado, let's get into your warm-up visualization. The next track will be Man on the Mountain. Man on the Mountain. All right, to start this program, we're going to warm up the mind by going through a simple visualization exercise. We're just going to get your mind working, that exercise, that visualization muscle. We're going to get it going. So get comfortable. Make sure you won't be disturbed and turn off all distractions like cell phones and alerts on your computer. Also, needless to say, please do not do these visualization techniques while driving. These are only to be done in a safe place where you can close your eyes and visualize safely. Relaxation generator. First, close your eyes, and with your imagination, I want you to feel the bottom of your feet. You can feel your feet there at the end of your body, and if you really focus, you might even feel they're alive, or maybe you can sense a tingling sensation. Next, I want you to feel your knees, and now your thighs, and up to your belly button. You can feel your stomach raising and lowering with each breath you take. And you might even hear the air moving in and out of your body. Next, I want you to feel your shoulders. As you continue to relax, you can feel your shoulders dropping as the tension melts out of your upper back and neck. Listening to the sound of my voice, the muscles in your face loosen and your expression softens. Next, I want you to bring your attention to your hands and focus on your palms. You might feel the same tingling sensation that you did in your feet, and you might be surprised that you can control how much you feel them vibrating. Feel the sensation. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale from your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold at the bottom of your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. And repeat. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And in through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And one more time. In. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Man on the Mountain visualization. Now I want you to imagine that you're floating above a big mountain with snow on top. You're floating about 100 feet above the peak, and you can see an expanse of mountains all the way around you. Suddenly, you see a man wearing a red hat coming over the crest of the mountain. He's trudging through the snow. His stride is strong, and he's excited to be close to conquering the summit. As you look more closely, you see that the man is you. He's smiling from ear to ear as he makes his way up the last leg of his journey. He's elated that he pushed through the challenging climb and proud of himself that he didn't quit. He makes his way up the last bit of land standing between him and the summit. And when his foot hits the peak of that mountain, he lets out a howl like you've never heard before. Both his arms shoot up into a victory pose, and you notice tears welling up in his eyes just above his larger-than-life smile. He feels elation, pride, and an overwhelming sense of confidence. Now take that man on the mountain and float him into your body as you're sitting there now. Take a few moments to feel what he feels and let the feeling melt into every cell of your body. Okay, come back to me now and open your eyes. You have just visualized. And even if you struggled with the picture, even if it wasn't perfect, we all have the ability to use visualization. You visualized. In fact, you're visualizing all the time. You just may not have realized it. Feel free to do this exercise anytime you'd like, especially in moments where you need that extra boost of confidence. Get back into that man's body and mind and thoughts and own that confidence. In addition to the bonus chapter, 5 Times Your Confidence in 5 Minutes, this is a great way to make yourself feel good before going out to meet girls. So with that practice session complete, it's time to move on to the main training in this program. Goal mapping. Before we get into the real meat of this visualization program, I have to ask, what do you want to accomplish with it? Most guys Mark and I speak to just tell us something like, I want to get better with women, which is fine. But what does that mean? Does that mean you want one date every 3 months, one date a week, 3 girls you can hang out with anytime you'd like? Or do you want that dream girl, that ideal girlfriend who may become your wife and who eventually you'll start a family with? Or like most guys who work with me, you probably want some combination of both. You probably want to play the field for a few years and then pick the very best girl to settle down with. So what does this whole getting better with women thing mean for you? You see, when it comes to success in life, you need to get very specific about what you're trying to achieve. When you know your goal, and particularly when you can visualize your goal as already being reached, then your subconscious mind will go to work figuring out how to make it happen. Pretty amazing, right? In addition to that, visualization lets you leverage your RAS, or reticular activation system. As we spoke about in the introduction, your RAS processes thousands of things a minute, but only allows you to recognize what you're programmed to scan for. It's a lot like when you start shopping for a specific kind of new car. Suddenly, you see that car everywhere. Well, obviously, they've always been there, but now that your RAS is scanning for that particular car, you're going to start seeing them more. The same thing works with getting women. When you know the goal you want, when you visualize what it looks like to have achieved it, then you'll be programmed to filter for ways to actually get it. So, please think about what you want to achieve with women. If your goal is to first play the field and settle down later, then let's get a clear picture of what playing the field looks like first. Since that's chronologically the first goal, you'll need to work on and achieve that first. So ask yourself, how many girls are you talking to each week? What do your nights look like? Do you see yourself saying goodbye to women at your door, then checking your phone to see who the next woman is that you'll invite over? Or do you just imagine that one amazing girl? You know, the perfect girl for you. Beautiful, smart, and sweet with a personality you just can't get enough of. And even if your goal seems completely unattainable right now, that's fine. Your subconscious will figure out mini milestones to achieve while you're on your journey. For example, say you want to date several different girls at once, but you're still at the point where you struggle to get girls attracted to you. That's okay. You don't have to figure it all out right this minute. When you have a clear picture of your final goal, all the steps will reveal themselves to you in due time. Lastly, and we cannot stress this enough, while figuring out your goal, it's absolutely critical that you get as specific as possible. If your goal is to meet the one, then you should know what she looks like, how tall she is, what she smells like, what her beliefs are, what kind of personality she has, and most importantly, how you want to feel when you're around her, and so on and so on. And the more specific you can be, the better. So please pause the program right now and write down your crystal clear goal of what you want to achieve with women. There is no rush to finish this. This description is for you and your future with women. So take your time and get crystal clear on what you want. Recall visualization intro. Even if you consider yourself a hard case, you've certainly had a handful of good experiences with women. In this exercise, we are going to relive the best experience you've ever had with a woman. Relaxation generator. First, close your eyes, and with your imagination, I want you to feel the bottom of your feet. You can feel your feet there at the end of your body, and if you really focus, you might even feel they're alive, or maybe you can sense a tingling sensation. Next, I want you to feel your knees, and now your thighs, and up to your belly button. You can feel your stomach raising and lowering with each breath you take. And you might even hear the air moving in and out of your body. Next, I want you to feel your shoulders. As you continue to relax, you can feel your shoulders dropping as the tension melts out of your upper back and neck. Listening to the sound of my voice, the muscles in your face loosen and your expression softens. Next, I want you to bring your attention to your hands and focus on your palms. You might feel the same tingling sensation that you did in your feet, and you might be surprised that you can control how much you feel them vibrating. Feel the sensation. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale from your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold at the bottom of your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. And repeat. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And in through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And one more time. In. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Recall visualization. All right. Now that you're relaxed, take a moment to remember the best experience you've ever had with a girl or a woman or both. It could be multiple people. Next, funnel that experience down into what's called the peak moment. That is the moment when the experience hit its climax. Most peak moments are short, spanning only a handful of breaths. Again, this is the moment you remember that holds the biggest punch of good feelings for you. For example, when you first kissed a girl you liked for as long as you can remember. Once you've identified your peak moment, I want you to make it into a short movie clip. What were you feeling, seeing, hearing, and even smelling during that time? Were you carefree, unattached to the outcome, and completely free of fear? What did your face and body language look like? Were you at ease with a confident smile on your face? Now that you have a clear picture of the movie clip, I want you to step into it and be in the associated state. That's the state where you are in first person. You're in your body and you're looking at your eyes as if the experience is happening to you right now. Start the movie clip from the beginning and be the main actor in it. Feel what you felt. See what you saw and hear what you heard. Feel that excitement, great feeling coursing through your body. Get familiar with what it's like to win again, to be successful, to get what you want. Remember, the more you can get yourself into the state of remembrance, the more likely similar situations will happen to you again. So make this a daily part of your practice. We suggest doing this exercise once a day while you're on your journey of getting better with women. And as new peak experiences happen to you, you can make even more visualizations to relieve the experiences. This is an extremely powerful way to write new neural pathways to get yourself immediately familiar and get yourself intimately familiar with what it feels like to be good with women. And the more you feel it, the more you'll become it. So do your visualization now. becoming the alpha intro. Now it's time to visualize what it's like to be really good with women. The following visualization was created for you by Mark and I. And while it paints a picture of what it's like to be a girl magnet, what being good with women means for you might be something different altogether. So take the following visualization as a framework that you can adjust on your own if needed. It will show you how an effective visualization should unfold. All the pieces that you need and everything to create your own visualization. When you're done with this process, your job will be to make your own visualization based off of what you've learned here. And again, you can use this visualization over and over and over again if this suits you, okay? It's important to perform this visualization in an associated state. Again, that means being in the first person role and looking out your own eyes. It doesn't mean watching yourself like you're in a movie like we did with the man on the mountain visualization. That's called being in a disassociated state. Remember, the more you visualize your success, the more likely it is to happen. Okay, so get comfortable and make sure there are no distractions like knocks on the door or your cell phone ringing, okay? Let's get started. Relaxation generator. First, close your eyes, and with your imagination, I want you to feel the bottom of your feet. You can feel your feet there at the end of your body, and if you really focus, you might even feel they're alive, or maybe you can sense a tingling sensation. Next, I want you to feel your knees, and now your thighs, and up to your belly button. You can feel your stomach raising and lowering with each breath you take. And you might even hear the air moving in and out of your body. Next, I want you to feel your shoulders. As you continue to relax, you can feel your shoulders dropping as the tension melts out of your upper back and neck. Listening to the sound of my voice, the muscles in your face loosen and your expression softens. Next, I want you to bring your attention to your hands and focus on your palms. You might feel the same tingling sensation that you did in your feet, and you might be surprised that you can control how much you feel them vibrating. Feel the sensation. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale from your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold at the bottom of your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. And repeat. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And in through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And one more time. In. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Becoming the alpha visualization. I want you to imagine that you're at a friend's wedding. The ceremony's done and everyone is gathering into a big room for the reception. You look around, and you're excited to see there are tons of cute girls at this wedding. You start to wonder if the bride works at a modeling agency or something because there are so many attractive women there. As for you, you look amazing in your tailored suit. In fact, you've never looked better. What color is your suit? What kind of tie are you wearing? How about your socks and dress shoes? Are you wearing a watch? Really get a clear picture of how you look right now. Your hair is perfect. Your suit fits you like a glove, and you just feel good. You look for your name card on the tables, and you realize you're sitting directly across from a very beautiful girl. In fact, she's just your type. So what does she look like? What is she wearing? What is her voice like? Can you smell her perfume? Is she wearing perfume? There are a few other pretty girls at your table as well, and you feel like you just won the lottery. You sit down, and you notice the woman across from you gives you that look. You know, the sheepish look women give when they're attracted to you. You smile back at her, and she says, "Hi, I'm Nicole." You shake her hand as you give her a confident smile. You notice the two other girls are looking at you now, too. So you reach over and confidently introduce yourself. As you look back at Nicole, you can see she's checking you out. And the second you catch her looking, she quickly looks down at her plate. Over the next few minutes, you're completely in the zone. You're funny, all the right things are coming out of your mouth, and the entire table of eight are laughing at your jokes. You notice your body language is surprisingly at ease. You're relaxed, open, and your voice is carrying like a pure tenor. You even notice girls from different tables stealing glances at you. You've smiled to yourself because you know what's happening. Pre-selection, you think. When girls are attracted to me, more girls will be attracted to me. It's the snowball effect, and nothing feels better in the world. Yes, you are the man of the room, and you are quite literally getting attraction from the entire venue. Suddenly, the DJ starts playing some of your favorite music. You notice people are getting up to dance, and with a confident smile, you say to Nicole, "Come on, let's dance." She lights up, stands, and you realize how amazing she looks in her dress. Her body is just your type. And you have to clench your jaw and look away just to keep from staring at her. My God, you think this girl is perfect. Walking out onto the dance floor, you know this is your night. And while you may not love to dance in all situations, tonight you're completely feeling it. You just feel loose. You feel confident, and the beat of the music gets you fired up. Nicole is moving as sexy as she can, and she's there dancing with you. She moves closer, then further away. She's using all of her moves to get you attracted. You take her hand and make her do a little twist, then you throw in a dip just for fun, which really gets her. She bursts into an ear-to-ear smile and laughs out loud. She's loving every minute of this wedding, and it's all because of you. Then the DJ switches over to a slow song. Without hesitation and with utmost confidence and certainty, you take her hand and bring her in to you. You put your hands around her waist, and she rests one hand on your chest and the other on your back. And you can smell her perfume even more clearly now. And you notice how soft the skin looks on her neck. She presses her body into yours, and for what seems like an eternity, you two are lost together. Your breathing slows, your hearts beat together, and the fireworks are firing off in all directions. The song ends and she politely excuses herself to go to the restroom. Yeah, that was intense. And you need a break too. But before you can walk off the dance floor, another attractive girl approaches. Imagine what this girl looks like. What color is her hair and her dress? What does her face look like? What about her body type? Make her as clear in your mind as possible. It sometimes helps to imagine the last girl you saw that you were attracted to. There she is now, walking up to you with a smile. "Can I dance with you next?" she says. You say, "Of course," as you confidently take her hand. As you look around, you suddenly notice that all the women are watching you. And they have that look on their faces that says, "Why is he dancing with her? I'm so much hotter than she is." You dance with two different women over the next few minutes, and then you notice Nicole comes out of the bathroom. The look on her face is clearly one of jealousy. She wants you more with each passing second. She sits down in a chair at the edge of the dance floor with her legs crossed. She's smiling at you, knowing full well what's going on, and you shrug at her as you both laugh. And with that, your night spins into oblivion. At one point, there's a line of girls waiting to talk to you and dance with you. And your only respite is to go hide in the bathroom when you have a fleeting moment to escape. And on it continues. Your hair is messed up in a cool-looking way, of course. Your tie is loosened, and you are quite literally the life of the party. A blonde girl asks you, "How many numbers did you get tonight?" And you say, "I got 9 numbers, one more, and I would have had a full phone number." She laughs hysterically as she walks off to rejoin her friends. You can tell she's repeating the joke to them, and they all glance to you as they laugh. Finally, as the party winds down, Nicole makes her approach. So she says, "What's it like to have all the women here want you?" And you say, "It was like being a football in a rough game of keep away." She laughs. You then say, "I have to go now, but I would love to see you again." Her phone appears in her hand like it literally materialized out of thin air. You put your number in it and say, "Please don't text me more than 500 times in a row. My cell phone overheats and I have enough burns on my leg as it is." She laughs, even though it's a corny joke, and you say, "Come here, give me a hug goodbye." You pull her in and you immediately feel that chemistry you felt during your dance together. You hold the hug for a few extra beats, and she is not pulling away either. You say goodbye and walk out of the party on cloud 9. Yes, this is the way you want to feel when it comes to women. Like the alpha, the man, the prize. You get into your car and let out a yell of complete happiness and satisfaction. You even punch the ceiling of your car as you laugh. You drive home with a cell phone full of numbers, a guaranteed date with that gorgeous girl, Nicole, and a new understanding of what it feels like to be a bona fide girl magnet. What are you feeling right now as you're imagining this? Hold that feeling. Feel it. Live it. What color is that feeling? Imagine the color washing over your body like a cooling waterfall after an entire day in the blazing sun. Let it seep into every cell of your body. Let it cleanse you from the top of your head to the tips of your toes and back again. Washing through your body back and forth, cleansing you and teaching you how good it feels to be in a good state when it comes to women. Hold that feeling. Hold it for a few moments, then open your eyes and shake out your shoulders and your hands. This ends the Becoming the Man visualization. Please carry on to track 12, the heat-seeking missile. The heat-seeking missile. Introduction. In NLP, we work under the premise that the mind is much like a heat-seeking missile. When you have a goal, or better yet, a visualization, your mind will latch onto that vision and do just about anything to create it. Even if the goal weaves and spins and changes directions, it doesn't matter. The subconscious mind will figure out a way to get it. That's why we always want to visualize the goal as already complete. We want to make a movie clip about the end state, the time when your goal is already reached and you're celebrating your success. For example, if you want to date and sleep with several girls at once, then you'd want to visualize saying goodbye to a beautiful girl at your door while she's wearing the same dress she wore the night before. Then when she leaves, you look down at your cell phone and you have 6 unread texts from other women. You have 3 girls who want to hang out with you today, and you laugh out loud as you consider which one you're going to let see you. Or if you want to meet the girl of your dreams, the girl who you'll marry and start a family with, imagine yourself at some future event with your family, enjoying a day at the beach, or camping, or going to Disneyland together, and you feeling so good about the family you've created. And if you want to play the field first and settle down later, which, by the way, is true for most men that we speak to, then create the visualization for the first one first. As you know by now, it's absolutely critical that you make your visualizations as real as possible. The best way to do this is to engage all five of your senses. Imagine the way things sound, the way they look, the way they smell, the temperature of the air, the way you feel so good in your body, and make the video as visceral as if it's happening to you right now. I want your vision to be so real that you can't tell the difference between the real thing and your visualization. Remember, we want to create a scene that takes place after you have achieved your goal, when you're really drinking in the delicious taste of victory. So please pause the program and create your movie clip of the goal being fulfilled right now. Now that you've done this, I want you to step into your visualization. Relaxation generator. First, close your eyes, and with your imagination, I want you to feel the bottom of your feet. You can feel your feet there at the end of your body, and if you really focus, you might even feel they're alive, or maybe you can sense a tingling sensation. Next, I want you to feel your knees, and now your thighs, and up to your belly button. You can feel your stomach raising and lowering with each breath you take. And you might even hear the air moving in and out of your body. Next, I want you to feel your shoulders. As you continue to relax, you can feel your shoulders dropping as the tension melts out of your upper back and neck. Listening to the sound of my voice, the muscles in your face loosen and your expression softens. Next, I want you to bring your attention to your hands and focus on your palms. You might feel the same tingling sensation that you did in your feet, and you might be surprised that you can control how much you feel them vibrating. Feel the sensation. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now hold your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale from your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold at the bottom of your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4. And repeat. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And in through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. And one more time. In. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. The heat-seeking missile visualization. All right. Imagine you're sitting in a movie theater. The lights dim, the curtains lift, and the movie starts. On the screen, you can see the visualization you just created. See as much detail as you can. See your clothing, the expression on your face, your small body movements, the environment that you're in, and the special people you're interacting with. Take note of the sounds, like traffic or music, or perhaps the sound of other people's voices. Let the short movie clip play as you sit there watching it. Let it get to the end and have it start over again from the beginning. Now I want you to get up. I want you to walk to the screen. And I want you to step inside it. You are now in the movie. You have stepped into your body and you have the first-person perspective of the experience. Once again, I want you to hear the sounds and take in the sights, but this time, it will be from your new first-person perspective. Since you're now in the movie, I want you to smell the smells, perhaps like her perfume, and feel the overwhelming good feeling in your body. Remember, you just achieved your goal and nothing has ever felt better. Let that movie clip play until the end and have it repeat again from the beginning. Once it does, walk back out of the screen that is still showing the movie clip, return to your seat, and reach out and grab the screen. Take that screen and, like shrinking an image on your phone with your fingers, reduce it down to the size of a cracker. Now bring the miniature screen to your mouth, chew it up, and swallow it. Imagine that each tiny piece contains the full picture of you achieving your goal. Now visualize all these little movie screens traveling into your stomach, then through the bloodstream, and then saturating every cell of your body. Now imagine that every cell of your body is lit up brightly with the scene of your success. It's like one of those TV stores where 100 televisions are all tuned into the same channel, and your body is full of these movie clips. Sit with that good feeling for a few moments, then return back to the now when you're ready. NLP modeling. NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming, was originally created to model the success of highly effective people. Started in the 70s, the creators wanted to prove that if you could take on the beliefs of high performers, then you'd also be able to reproduce their high performance. The most famous example of this is when Tony Robbins was hired by the U.S. Army to improve the pistol shooting scores of their new recruits. By using NLP modeling, Robbins was able to take the average class from a 73% success rate in 27 hours to 100% success rate in 12 hours. In other words, through modeling, he was able to make every student pass the course in half the time, which is no small feat. And successful people all over the world started standing in line to get coached by NLP experts like Tony Robbins. One of the biggest components of NLP modeling is taking on the belief systems of the people you want to emulate. And since this course is all about becoming more attractive to women, one of the most important steps on your journey is to inherit the belief systems of naturals. In addition to reprogramming your neurology, you'll also inherit the right body language and mannerisms, which are a direct result of your inner thinking and belief systems. Remember, women can read right through you. We're designed that way. And we're attracted to men who have high status beliefs and powerful thought patterns. Everything you think and everything you believe is reflected in your body language and tone of voice. So when you get the inner right, the outer will take care of itself. So in the following recording, we are going to go over the belief systems of men who are attractive to women. When you repeat these statements to yourself enough times, your subconscious mind will start to change the way you think, and you'll naturally begin to take on higher value body language and tonality. And the best part is, you'll notice that women will respond to you like they've never done before. The most important thing is to start where you are. If saying things like, "I'm a girl magnet," to yourself is too far of a stretch, then start with something like, "I'm a good person," or "I am a guy who could offer a girl a lot." You need to be relentless with these. Repeat them to yourself over and over and over again. And like a piece of butter on hot toast, they'll soon melt into your subconscious mind and you'll get more attraction from women. All right, so here are the statements that I want you to say out loud to yourself over and over again. I am confident. I am independent. I know what I want and know how to get it. I am a champion. I show that I'm a champion. I don't verbalize it. I am okay with whatever happens. I am not outcome dependent. I am independent. I am happy with who I am. I am calm and composed at all times. I am ambitious. I am a go-getter. I am passionate about my life. I am appreciative for all that I have. I am socially skilled. I am a man with standards. I am a man whose respect must be earned. I am a man whose time is very valuable. I am strong enough to step outside my comfort zone and approach women. There are opportunities to meet women everywhere. I deserve a high-quality, attractive woman. I am someone a girl would want to be with. Women want to meet a champion like me. I am a man she would be happy with. I would enrich her life. I can show her and teach her things that no other guy can. I don't know what this girl's attracted to, but I may just be her type. There are plenty of fish in the sea. If I miss this bus, I'll just take the next one. I am a girl magnet. I am a ladies' man. I am the target. I am the selector. I am not to be trifled with. I know my limits and I'll make them known without anger. I am the one being pursued. She is trying to have sex with me. I know women's bodies better than they know themselves. She's going to have sex with someone. Why can't it be me? I can please a woman mentally, emotionally, and physically. My life is first. She is second. I make no apologies for who I am. What you think of me is none of my business. I am sincere and genuine. I let my true personality shine, and I'm safe to do so. People are basically good. If you're kind to them, they will almost always be kind back. I am responsible for the way I feel. No one can make me feel a certain way without my permission. I am at cause for the circumstances that surround me. I get the life I choose. My self-esteem is not contingent on circumstances. It's from within. I am disciplined and will follow through with learning to attract women. I will act on my deeper motives, learning to attract women, not my lesser motives, the fear to do so. Remember, it is your job to repeat these to yourself over and over and over again, which is why I have included a PDF of this recording in the members area so that you can see them, read them, and repeat them. The more, the better. So copy these statements into your phone. If you want, post them on your mirror, print them out and post them on a mirror, whatever helps you complete this exercise. Or better yet, record yourself saying these affirmations and listen to them as you repeat along over and over again. Each time you repeat these belief systems, you're taking one step up a ladder of attractiveness. So go get started now. Okay. Bonus, 5 times your confidence in 5 minutes. Introduction. To start this process, I want you to give yourself a score between 1 to 100 when it comes to your confidence. I want you to be completely honest. You're the only one who will know what the score is. So please write down that score and then we'll begin. Relaxation generator. First, close your eyes and with your imagination, I want you to feel the bottom of your feet. You can feel your feet there at the end of your body. And if you really focus, you might even feel they're alive. Or maybe you can sense a tingling sensation. Next, I want you to feel your knees and now your thighs and up to your belly button. You can feel your stomach raising and lowering with each breath you take. And you might even hear the air moving in and out of your body. Next, I want you to feel your shoulders. As you continue to relax, you can feel your shoulders dropping as the tension melts out of your upper back and neck. Listening to the sound of my voice, the muscles in your face loosen and your expression softens. Next, I want you to bring your attention to your hands and focus on your palms. You might feel the same tingling sensation that you did in your feet. And you might be surprised that you can control how much you feel them vibrating. Feel the sensation. Breathe in. One, two, three, four. Now hold your breath. One, two, three, four. Exhale from your mouth. One, two, three, four. And hold at the bottom of your breath. One, two, three, four. And repeat. Breathe in. One, two, three, four. And hold. One, two, three, four. And exhale. One, two, three, four. And hold. One, two, three, four. And in through your nose. One, two, three, four, and hold. One, two, three, four, and exhale through your mouth. One, two, three, four. Exhale through your mouth. One, two, three, four. Hold. One, two, three, four. And one more time. In. One, two, three, four, hold. One, two, three, four. Exhale through your mouth. One, two, three, four, and hold. One, two, three, four. Five times your confidence in 5 minutes visualization. I want you to imagine that a reporter is coming to interview you about your life. The reporter has asked you to prepare a list of all your accomplishments for the interview. You're in a windowless room, sitting at a desk that's pushed up against one wall, and you're writing down all your accomplishments. Imagine all the great things you've done, all the way back to when you were a very small boy. There you are in that room, sitting at that desk, writing down all those accomplishments that are yours and yours only. Now, imagine that the room is suddenly split in two with a large piece of plexiglass in the middle. You can imagine this plexiglass dropping down from the ceiling or perhaps rising out of the floor. As it separates the room into two, you can hear it go boom behind you. Now, I want you to imagine that your soul or your being or what I like to call your NLP self steps out of your body and floats through the plexiglass to the other side of the room. And now you're watching yourself from the other side of the room, sitting there, writing down all your accomplishments. Next, I want you to imagine that someone who loves you very much or values you very much walks into the side of the room where your soul is and stands next to you. The ideal person for this part of the program is your mom or your dad or sibling, or maybe a mentor or a good friend. Both of you are now standing there looking through the plexiglass together and watching you writing down all of your wonderful accomplishments. Now, have the soul part of you step into the body of the person who is there with you. And now you see yourself on the other side of the plexiglass at the desk writing through their loving eyes. Get a really good sense of how they see you. Hear their thoughts. Sense their appreciation and really feel their love for you, their pride. Hold that feeling for a few moments. Get in touch with it. Really feel it. Now, once you have a good sense of their love for you, step out of their body, float back across the plexiglass divider, and go back into the body of you, the person at the desk writing. Now take that version of you who is sitting at the desk and float him into your body now as you're listening to this program. You are safe and comfortable to feel the feelings you felt when you were inside your loved one's body. That love, that appreciation. Feel that right now. Okay, now what number between 1 and 100 would you give yourself now when it comes to your confidence? Final thoughts. Your mind is always visualizing. A good analogy for this is like a Las Vegas casino security room. There are hundreds of TV screens with different videos playing on all of them 24 hours a day. And even though you may not be looking at screen 41, what you're visualizing on that screen will have an impact on your life. This is the reason we might feel anxious and not know why. Some part of our subconscious is visualizing something bad happening on some screen we're not even aware of, and we feel a distant sense of threat because of it. This is the cause of approach anxiety as well. When we fear approaching women, it's because we have a visualization of things going poorly. The trick, of course, is to install a new visualization of things going well. A fundamental pillar of NLP is to take direct control of your visualizations and choose what you want to experience. After all, as the NLP master Dale Diaz says, you might as well see it before you live it because you already do anyway. And that is the end of this program. This program was written by Mark Singh and voiced by me, your wing girl, Marnie Kinross. You can learn more about Mark by visiting coachmarksingh.com. And for an entire list of my products, please go to winggirlmethod.com. Thanks for listening.